What's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a Thanksgiving 2018 special edition of a rant about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark raving mad. It can be about sports, music, weather, politics, Harlem, the bus, the train, crackheads, two big umbrellas in the rain, and we're going to actually rant about the holiday, Thanksgiving itself. And I'm ranting. I actually caught up with Lincoln because we have our annual Thanksgiving Day schlep down to 81st Street in Central Park West, where they stage the floats and all the balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So over the past couple of years with our dogs, we end up walking down to the staging area, snapping a couple of pictures, turning around and walking back. A, because it's too fucking cold to stand outside on the hill and not move. And B, if you're going to walk around the park, why not walk down, check out the balloons, see all the hoopla, take a couple pics, talk with a couple people, and then walk back. It makes the time go faster. You don't feel as cold. But let me tell you something. Today was fucking bone jarring, frigidly freezing. The wind was biting. I think the temperature, the real feel was like 6 degrees Fahrenheit, and with a regular temperature of like 20, which is insane. So we layered up and we took the annual schlep and we started talking about Thanksgiving. So as we're walking, we get to Summit Rock, we get to the spot, you get great vantage points of the back of the parade line. Like, all, it was Santa's float with his sleigh, and even Santa wasn't outside. Santa was like, fuck this shit, I'm gonna stay inside until they put me on the damn float and force me to go out. And so we took a couple pictures on the rock, and then we walked down to 81st Street, because usually, you know, they let the floats out of the netting, and they're holding them, and they fly up. You can get a couple of great pictures, you could see some marching bands. It's the staging area, so it's where all the celebrities and the marshals or whatever the fuck you call those people that lead the parade kind of hang out before they get ready. There, all the golf carts are out, and you can kind of stand there with your hot chocolate or your coffee and, you know, talk to the cops, and you could talk to the park police, and you could talk to the rangers, and you could talk to the other people standing around with all their dogs. Not this fucking year. Once again, thanks to the motherfucking terrorists, they gate everything the fuck off. So we walk all the way the fuck down to 81st Street in Central Park West, only to find that you can't even get to the corner where they did have a gate. So you couldn't really cross Central Park West, but they gated off like the entrance to the park. This year, they took that gate and then they added a secondary gate, like maybe, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 feet back from that gate. So you couldn't even get to the fucking corner. You couldn't even hang out on the park wall and like look at all the buses in the staging area. Because one year I saw Questlove, and one year there was Cirque du Soleil. The bus was there, and you could talk to all the Cirque du Soleil peeps who were like warming up on their little amazing trampoline float. And they were coming in and out of the buses and getting makeup and in their costumes. And it was like a real vibe. And like you could kind of just hang out and get a little bit into the parade spirit without having to stand outside in the parade like an insane person for 8 hours and literally put your life in jeopardy, which is also something I do not understand. I do not understand why anyone, tourist, New Yorker, anybody, Martian, I don't fucking, ancient alien, I don't fucking know, would stand still in one spot when it is literally 6 degrees outside with the wind chill and freeze your ass off and potentially die of hypothermia and frostbite. I don't know if you could die from frostbite, but I know you could die from hypothermia. And by the time I think you realize you have hypothermia, it's almost too late. You need like medical help and like warming blankets and like IVs and shit, because you're disillusioned and dehydrated and your body is shutting down. I don't know how that's enjoyable in any way, shape, or form. I know I'm out there walking my dog because we're moving, so we're not that cold. We're cold enough. We go to a destination. We take a couple of pictures. We turn the fuck right back around, and then we head home, which is exactly what we did. But I was pissed that you can't – what's with the fucking gates? You can't enjoy anything anymore, and now I'm going down a completely different fucking road, because this is not a rant about domestic terrorism or any kind of other fucking terrorism that causes every outdoor event now – to be absolutely fucking miserable. You're like 100 feet away. You can't get near anybody. You can't really experience anything. I'm not going to stand in some fucking penned-in area where you can't get out. God forbid something was going to happen. And then there's like a fucking same. All I wanted to do was go to the fucking corner, take some pictures, turn around and come back. But some motherfucker that wants to like mass murder people has to ruin that for everybody. Because the ripple effect of all of this bullshit is now every major public event gets the people that want to engage with the public again further and further and further away. So I was pissed. So Lincoln was like, okay, just let it go. Zoom in, take your phone out, zoom in, take the picture. And by the way, the pictures are not the same when you zoom. I know the iPhones are good and I know the cameras are good and I know the zooming is good and I get it. But the point is you want to be close. You want to engage with people. That's all part of it. It's all about kicking it and shooting the shit and like talking to people and talking to the cops and talking to all the circus. I just call them circus workers. They're not, no disrespect to circus workers. They're not circus workers. They're parade people. All the float handlers, all the people loitering around. You could yell at like all the celebrities that are standing there. That's how it's supposed to be. But not any fucking more. So anyway, we get down to 81st and Central Park West, and we basically engage with the Central Park Rangers, who are like, no, you can't get any closer. We're really sorry. But you can walk up to 86th Street, and you can enter the parade route there. Now, I know I'm off on a complete tangent. This is not what the rant is about, and you'll understand why when I play the rest of the rant with Lincoln. But what – I don't understand. So it's okay that you can get in at 86th? And walk down the sidewalk and be all part of the motherfucking parade and nobody searches you and you can literally walk right onto the street and right up to a float and nobody will bother you on 86th Street, but on 81st Street at the staging area, then that's a problem? So I don't get the fucking rationale. If you're going to shut the shit down, shut it completely fucking down. Like, I don't get, so I walked up to 86th Street, I got a little close. You know, you can then walk and be right along the street. You're not set further back. So I took my little picture of the float. I made a little movie. I posted it on Instagram, whatever. But I was still pissed. And, you know, I know Lincoln was probably like, I don't even understand what she's pissed about. Zoom in, take the picture, and move on. But I guess it's just feeling like every fucking thing is ruined. Every motherfucking thing is ruined. Nothing, there's nothing like that that's enjoyable anymore. And I understand it. I get it. It's a fucking parade. And I know it's concerts. And I know it's New Year's Eve. And I know it's stuff in Central Park. And I know it's things down on the Hudson, you know, Riverwalk. And all of this shit and all of these outdoor movies now that everything is fucking gated and everything is like a cattle mart. You're all cattle caged in and it's like ridiculous. So whatever. I got over it. Big fucking deal. I'm freezing. I didn't, you know, it wasn't the same. It'll never be the same again. And you just got to fucking put on your big girl pants and deal with it and move on. It's a fucking parade. I get it. But still, I wanted to, you know, hang out and like stand and hang around down there. Literally walk down Frozen Mountain, turn right back around and walk right back home, which I guess was okay because by the time I got home, my hands were about to fall the fuck off anyway. But that being said, we were able to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and actually how it really... It's such a weird secular holiday because you really, it's fucked up to celebrate what we're celebrating. It's, and I think Lincoln nails this on the head when he talks about how Thanksgiving is half bad or more than half bad. And that's why I put that as the title to the rant because it's more than half bad because how many people are sitting around the table talking about all of the Native Americans that got completely massacred so that white people could build all over their fucking land? And how many people are talking about how this country was built on the backs of slaves? And how many? And I know everybody's worried about their Trump uncle, their crazy Trump uncle that's at their dinner. Hopefully you don't have any of those there. And if you do, kick their fucking ass and take them to task and let them know what's really good. Not that they're going to give a shit or anything, but my heart goes out to you. But that being said, I think Lincoln made some, you know, he'll make some really good points. And I think that being grateful, taking a day to be thankful. We should be thankful every fucking day. I mean, I know there are situations that some of us are in where, you know, it's a lot more challenging and a lot more difficult to find things to be thankful for, but everybody has something to be thankful for. And some have more, some are more privileged and have more things to be thankful for because of other people's suffering and other people's And the abuses and the injustices that have happened to other people. And I think that that's really important to focus on. And I think, you know, it turned out it wasn't going to turn into this type of rant. I was talking about, it all starts out, you'll hear it about how culpable is New York City if people start to literally freeze and die standing outside watching the New York City Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. In this weather, I was just wanted to rant about how fucking cold it was outside and how unbelievable I thought it was that the city was still going to let the parade go on as normal. But how can New York City tell people not to watch the parade outside? Like, how the fuck do you police that? Do you just like constantly send people home? I mean, I know there are people that plan coming to New York during this time of the year to see the parade and to Stand outside. Which I still don't understand. I don't think I'll ever be able to wrap my head around that shit. But anyway, I wanted to rant about that. But then it turned into, as it should have, because Lincoln is very good at snapping shit back into reality and dropping some serious knowledge that, you know, you really need to take a minute to step back and think and realize what this holiday, quote unquote, is really about and how we need to learn to listen to other people's stories while sharing our own stories, because every story is valid. It doesn't make one story more or less valid than any other story, but it's important to be able to listen to other people's stories and to learn from them. So with that being said, we can talk about the bizarre ritual of Thanksgiving, but this is Lincoln dropping some serious knowledge about why Thanksgiving is more than half bad and why we need a secular holiday in order to remember to be thankful for shit. So listen and learn. Okay, so we're out doing our yearly pilgrimage. Lincoln, we're podcasting because this is, I really do find this somewhat amazing that it's 1 degree. It's literally right. Like 1 degree. In Celsius, it's like -6 degrees Celsius. At what point does Macy's become responsible for people potentially freezing to death or suffering from hypothermia?
Our legal advisor.
Sans legal, probably sleeping in a warm bed.
No, like one of our ISIS, will you stop that?
Do we have a legal? I need a legal team.
We gotta have a legal, like someone on the dog walk has to be a lawyer.
I don't know. But in the meantime, there's us.
We're up in Manhattan, none of us are a lawyer?
Somebody is a lawyer. A lot of doctors.
Yeah, I know.
No lawyers. So, you know, thank God, if anybody, God forbid, falls and gets hurt while walking their dog, we're totally fine. It's fucking freezing, Lincoln.
Here's dog, don't eat garbage.
It's so cold.
First of all, put your gloves on.
People, like as a parent, if it was this cold, would you take your kids to go stand outside and watch the floats in this?
Okay, I'm from California. My wife is from Michigan, right? So when the temperature drops below about 30, other than walking ISIS, those are kind of hurt. Like I never went to the parade.
It's the hawk.
Because it was just too cold for me. If there's an earthquake, I'm your man.
Okay, but if it's freezing as fuck outside, not so much?
It's not for me. Like, for Thanksgiving, which we always have at our place, and you know, since the kids were quite young, since my niece and nephew were quite young, what I do is I cook the turkey and the stuffing, which allows me to stay inside for a good part of the day. In a hot kitchen, watching, and then I get at the YouTube, and I watch an old baseball game from the 1970s.
But we're out here now, and we're walking, and we have a purpose.
We're here for ISIS. We're here for
correct.
ISIS.
And Kircher, and all
ISIS
the other dogs.
To be clear.
But yet, people will grab their kids, layer them up, and stand in one spot for like 7 hours.
My grandparents lived on the Central Park West in the 70s, from right after the war until my grandfather died in 95, my grandmother in 99. And they used to go to the parade, and they used to have, and this was... And they would get there early because they live right there, and they'll go by their building to get good seats.
Right.
And I remember my grandfather telling me this when I was growing up in California.
But they don't have seats anywhere. Are you talking about like bleacher seats?
Yeah, I'm talking about in the 70s and 60s.
Oh, yeah, where they put the bleachers out a little bit? Oh, nice, as Lincoln makes the mad dash for the napkin. We need to add video at some point.
So, I don't know, but I think that at what point does the city say, we advise you to stay in?
Right.
And therefore, it kind of rains, pardon the pun, but rains on the parade. I mean, also remember that while, you know, Thanksgiving, I believe, is a very touristy town. Hold on a second. Well, you don't have to.
Okay, well, we can, because technically we do stop and, you know, stop the walk.
No.
So that we can pick up the dog.
No, of course we're going to stop the walk, but we don't have to stop the audio.
Yeah, so go ahead.
No, my understanding is that this is a touristy time for New York, because if people come in for...
But that makes it even more dangerous because they might not, right, they don't know how cold it is.
Plus you have, I mean, a lot of these bands, a lot of these performers, they come from other parts of the country.
True.
You know, it might be a high school band from Florida or something like that that's here to perform, or, you know, dancers or something like that from some school or something, you know, that's from a warmer climate. And those people, you know, can you perform in this cold? This is cold.
Well, a lot of them lip sync, but the bands do actually play.
Performing, can you walk down the street in your clothing? I mean... This is unseasonably cold weather.
Right.
And then there's the families of those people that, you know, are you, you know, Now, a lot of people, you know, have the interweb and they checked and they realized it was cold, but like...
But what, my point is, when does, like, at what point are you like, okay, you can literally die, like, shut it down?
I think the city has to hack...
Hi!
You know, the city has to say, we advise people to stay in, right? But look, the truth is, if 20 degrees in New York is not, you're not going to die.
Dude, with the wind chill, it's one.
You're going to die if you're unprepared, right?
Okay. Are you okay with us bringing him along? Okay. Come on.
You might die if you're unprepared at a certain degree of coldness, right? But you're not going to just die. If it's 30 degrees, you're just going to die anyway, right? But, I mean, I would. But if it's 10 degrees or zero with the wind chill factor, you can stay out for about 40, 20 minutes. It's unpleasant, but you'll survive.
But you're in line packed in people for like hours.
But not that long, and only if you're really super dressed for it, right? So, I don't know. I mean,
you dehydrate so quickly. I don't know. I'm no doctor.
We advise you to stay in, right? I mean, that's the responsible thing to do, even if it's someone else. But remember, the parade we're looking at it from the perspective of people who live here, right? It's in our neighborhood. But I see, you know, can I just make a parenthetical?
Yeah, sure.
ISIS, one of her favorite days of the year is Thanksgiving because her friend Rico comes over for most of the day. That's her best dog friend.
Cruncher, come on.
And because there's a lot of pieces of the turkey
that I might use
to make the gravy, but we don't actually serve, right? So, not the neck, because you can't give a dog a turkey neck.
Okay.
It's just not right that they can hurt themselves.
Okay.
But there's all the kind of other inner parts of the turkey that go into making the gravy. But we don't eat. And then she and Rico get to share all that stuff. So they get a lot of fresh turkey-related treats today.
So after this long...
Right.
Freezing cold walk.
The point is, ISIS, don't fill up on paper napkins, because you'll get real treats all day. And then we have a lot of kids, like, you know, and then tomorrow we have are you coming over tomorrow, by the way? Actually, that's not for everybody.
What?
Are you coming over tomorrow, by
yes,
the way?
Everyone that listens to the podcast will be showing up at Lincoln's house. We can talk about that after.
All right, so stop eating garbage. But I think the city has to, you know, say, hey, don't go. But remember, the we're sitting here, it's our neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. This is a television spectacle, right?
Right. So it would suck if there was no crowd.
No, but also, if you're doing the cameras, you can just focus more on the parade, right?
Oh, right.
I mean, there are people all over America who are going to turn on the parade, you know, different times.
Oh, that's
too.
A good, I forgot about that.
When I've had Thanksgiving, you know, my mother wasn't like this, but other people's homes, I've been in homes where people are... Outside New York, in the United States, where people are cooking their turkey and watching the parade. Like, that's part of their Thanksgiving ritual. Well, you can certainly do that in your warm kitchen anywhere in America, you know.
Which is also a horrible ritual. Are we talking about Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm really proud of my son because, you know, I mean, there's a lot. George Takei, who is one of the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. He's so great.
He's fantastic. So he had
is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, it is how you...
Oh.
He says it's Takei as in gay.
Okay. And oh, Takei as in gay. I get it.
He's gay. I don't know.
Of course. And, Star Trek.
And so he's great. And he had a great post because now he said, he says, things you can say when your uncle, your drunk right-wing uncle starts in with, you know, MAGA and all this stuff, and he said, just turn to them politely and say, so I hear Nancy Pelosi's going to be Speaker of the House.
And they're going to be like, really? For how long?
Well, no, but the point is, like, fuck you, right? But my son, who goes to Oberlin, which is not the most conservative college in America, and he doesn't have any right-wing uncle he can fight with at Thanksgiving.
There's going to be no Trump people at your Thanksgiving table.
No. Or Trump dogs.
I don't even understand how... You know, it's interesting. I talked to somebody yesterday who still remains friends with their Trump-supporting people in their life. And
really,
I don't... Here we go. The Thanksgiving Day parade.
But let me just say this. But Asher, my son, did come call me on the phone because he wasn't sure he wanted to come home because some friends invited him to a Thanksgiving in Ohio where he, you know, at his school. But we wanted to see him and everything. So he said, what's the point of Thanksgiving anyway? We're just beginning. It's just to celebrate the beginning of the genocide against Native Americans. And I said, I'm so glad, like, you're finally getting something at that fancy school we're sending you to.
That's...
But it's true.
It's an excellent point.
It is an excellent point. So, but I think, you know, there's two points here. One is the actual historical facts are as Asher stated, and that's a serious issue. I mean,
right.
And we in the United States do a terrible job of wrestling with our twin, the twin kind of crimes against humanity in which this country was built, which is chattel slavery and genocide. And we don't wrestle with that because, I mean, I say we, I mean white Americans
right.
don't wrestle with that. I think African Americans and Native Americans wrestle with that every day because they were on the wrong side of those experiences. And a lot of us, and I put myself in this category sometimes, I make the mistake of saying, you know, well, look, my family didn't come, no one in my family came, no one from whom I'm directly biologically descended or family descended came to the United States before the end of the Civil War. So, you know, 15 years later was my first family came here, right? So how am I responsible for this? But the answer is I may not be responsible, but I have benefited from it. I have benefited
right.
from, you know, a country that was built up with free labor, a country that where people who lived there were killed to make space for other people, right? So we do have to all wrestle with that history. But I would suggest this. I think that Thanksgiving is half bad, more than half, whatever.
How would you break that down?
But there's some really negative elements, which is we have this bizarre ritual of this celebrating this alleged feast that happened, you know, without marking what happened next, which is kicking off of the genocide.
Just by the way, this woman has no pants on.
Well, she's going to default.
Go ahead.
But also, I think it's really good to stop once a year as a country, as families and individuals, and be grateful and express gratitude. And that, and in a secular way, because this is a...
Hi, big boy!
Hi!
I swear you were just a puppy like last week. Hi! Come on, Kircher! Oh! Always.
I see, come.
Peeing on the dog's head.
What kind of dog is that?
Yeah, Bernie's Mountain Dog. That's, I know, the Bernedoodle. I know.
I want a Newfoundoodle.
Sorry, Newfoundoodle.
But
I don't want any other dog. Okay, I know. So wait, go back, because you were making a really good point.
But it is like in a multi-
But we should be grateful every day. I know that's
society,
a really...
We should be. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your spiritual health. It's good for all the health.
But we take a lot of shit for granted.
But so to stop one day and be grateful is good. In a multi-confessional country, it's particularly good to do it in a secular way. Because what I like about Thanksgiving, you know, is if I like when I talk to my friends, like, we tend to do...
Kircher's trapped.
We tend to do a pretty, you know, traditional Thanksgiving meal. But I like it when I talk to friends who are from different, you know, immigrant families, maybe like we're from different cultures, but then they say, well, you know, we're Mexican-American, so we had this dish, you know? Or like some of my Italian-American friends, they had a lot of Italian-American dishes, right? Or Italian dishes. That's cool, right? To me, I mean, that's what makes it fun, right?
Right.
Or, you know, we've adapted this way. I mean, we don't eat meat anymore, so we get a big salmon or something like that.
Right.
I think that's really cool.
Like my mom who orders Boston Market, but I think that's just because she doesn't want to cook it.
Right. But I mean, if you're going to eat a fowl, if you're going to eat a chicken, eat a turkey, right? If you want a duck instead because you're Chinese American, that's cool. But anyway, I think it's really good that we allow it. It lends itself to the diversity, which is really what makes America great. Sorry, Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, and. So I like that aspect of it. I have a friend of mine from...
Not sitting at Mar-a-Lago going to play golf when
I don't play golf, and I certainly would never do. If I did, I'm not going to any fucking Trump hotels, all right? But I had a friend of mine from Georgia, the country, not the state, and he posted on, I think, Facebook or Twitter yesterday, and he said, you know, we need a Georgian Thanksgiving. Gratitude is good.
Right.
And I think that's right. You know, I mean, I really, you know, I'm not making any decisions for the Georgian people, but he is right that gratitude is good and it's good
right.
to stop. So I wish we could do the latter while wrestling more seriously with the former. But that's a hard thing for Americans to do, unfortunately.
Right. And we've sucked at it.
And we've
done for a long time. We've really fucking sucked
at
it.
That's right.
Cultural relations, race relations,
but we often,
human relations.
But we often deal with the legacy of our history simply by ignoring it, right? By rationalizing the way, I want to be clear, white Americans, but by ignoring it.
There's a whole roll of dog bags.
Should we take those?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We should, because we could also give them away, and if they haven't been peed, wow.
We could also throw the confetti at it if they can't get away.
Come on.
So that's my view on Thanksgiving. But the other thing I say is that I don't really like football all that much.
Right.
And that's a big part of it. So I like to watch an old baseball game from the 70s. I'm thinking game 6 of the 1977 World Series.
Wow, we've been thrown a slight detour.
Well, we got to go over this way and that.
Well, or we could just walk up on the side. Oop, here comes a car.
Hold on.
Time out. Pause for the cause.
Here comes the cop.
Here comes the fuzz. Here comes the fuzz. Bloop, 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 bloop. They didn't tell us about... Oh, it's a park. It's a New York City park.
Stop.
You're okay. Bloop, bloop. Here, let's just walk this way. Come on, really quick. Break the rules. They closed 90th Street.
I'm less concerned about the rules. My knuckles have perfect.
We're almost there, but keep going because I think struggling with race relations and realizing things
race,
on Thanksgiving,
but our history, right?
Right.
Because so many people
break it down.
You know, I mean, I was you know, this, I mean.
I think it's great, and it ties into the whole Jonestown situation that we talked about earlier, with how people get used and abused and manipulated and taken advantage of.
Right, and as was it Stalin or someone who said, you know, the future we know, it's the history one, it's the past we're uncertain about. Because the changing, you know, we change how we choose to remember things, right? I mean, there was just something passed in the Texas state legislature that they're going to teach the Civil War differently and going to say that slavery was a big part of it, which is, you know...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, which is on the one hand kind of amazing that it would take this long, but also, you know, generations of Americans, including my generation, were taught with all kinds of rationales that the Civil War wasn't about slavery. Now, in many parts of the country, that meant you didn't have to talk about slavery. In California, it was part of the curriculum. At least where I went to school. But, you know, like the past, and everyone's past is always complicated, right? So, you know, I mean, we have to learn our stories and everyone has to learn each other's stories. Otherwise, we're never really going to get to peace anywhere, including domestically here, right? But, you know, I mean, anyway.
We still have hope and you're still carrying a bag of frozen dog poop.
Yeah, because they're taking away the garbage
can. Oh, there's the garbage can right now. So it's the perfect ending. So happy Thanksgiving.
All right, well, I'm staying.
You're going to just throw the poop away. So technically you're leaving. So I was going to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Be grateful. Be thankful. Be aware of your cultural, racial, and social situations and settings. Each one teach one. Pay the good karma forward. Do something good.
Steve didn't make it out?
Huh?
Steve didn't make it out?
I don't think Steve-ish made it, but we might catch him on the way back. So we're going to wrap it, because we're almost at our destination. So it's time to take our yearly Thanksgiving Day photo and then head back for some breakfast and some ghetto heat.
All right, so there you have it. The annual Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade schlep to 81st Street in Central Park West with Lincoln Mitchell and the dogs. And I think it's important to reiterate what Lincoln said about how the beauty of this country is the diversity within it. I know, and I know sometimes it's hard to see the forest through the trees, but I think it's really important that, you know, we take a minute to realize that everybody has a complicated past, like Lincoln said. My present is fucking complicated. There are people going through shit right now that makes their past look like a cakewalk. Everybody's situation is different and everything is relative to everybody. I get all of that. And I get all of this like soapboxy, like, we're not trying to be all cheesy with the whole find something to be thankful for. It's sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's straight up hard to find something to be thankful for, to understand your situation. Or, you know, that whole hashtag first world problems is sometimes a joke. But it's really not so funny because sometimes things may seem irrelevant to somebody or that's not a problem for somebody and they look down on what you're going through and poo-poo all that shit and it's not really poo-pooable because everybody goes through shit sometimes. Some people go through more of it than others. Some people stay in it. Some people can't get out of it. Sometimes I get too preachy and I don't want to go too far off the rails with this shit, but it's, you know, it's important. It's important to know that everyone can learn something from somebody and everybody has the potential to teach somebody something about who you are or what you believe in or where you came from or where your family came from or something that you've been through or something that you're going through or how you got out of something or how you even got into something. That just might help somebody else. You never fucking know. And that's why you never don't talk to anybody because you never know who you're talking to. You never know what you could take away and learn from somebody. Forget just that knowledge in the moment or that in that experience, but you never know if that's has the potential to be a friendship or the potential to be a relationship or the potential to be anything. Who might benefit from something that you share? But you have to be strong enough to be able to share that and know that somebody somewhere might be going through something very similar and that might help somebody. Or that might help you just by sharing and just by, you know, puking that stuff up and getting it out there, that whole cathartic therapeutic experience. So don't ever think that your story is not as relevant or is any less relevant than somebody else's story because it just doesn't work like that. So all I'm saying is share your stories. If you don't think that, tweet at me. Your story is relevant enough. If you don't think that you have anybody that wants to hear your story, bullshit. I'll listen to your motherfucking story. And because it's important to know that somebody out there is listening. You are not alone. And I know it sounds totally cheeseballish, But it's true, because sometimes you feel completely alone. And some this is a whole nother rant. This is a whole nother topic of discussion. And it's a whole nother trip down mental health lane. And it's a whole, I get it. But all I'm saying is, and I think what Lincoln was trying to say, is that everybody's story is relevant. And it's all about learning about people's stories. And that's what makes the world a better place. And that's what makes this country's diversity such a great place, because there are so many fucking stories. Just alone in this city, there's like, I know it's the whole 8 million stories. Everybody's got one. But it's fucking true. Everybody's got one. So find something you're thankful for. Find something you're grateful for. I know this is the one holiday where they're like, I'm thankful. And that's the hashtag. And everybody shares something. But you got to think about that kind of stuff daily. On a daily basis. Just think about something. Some days are harder than others. Some days are easier. Some days, boom, you snap your fingers and you're like, boom, I'm good. Other days, you can't even fucking snap. But you got to find a way to snap, and you got to find a way to find out something that you're thankful for, and that's what makes the world a better place. Because the world, at one point, was a super shitty place, and sometimes the world is super shitty, and sometimes the world is super great. And right now the world is like clusterfuckery, but we're going to try to make it better. We don't have to make it great, because like Lincoln said, it's the diversity that makes America already fucking great. So I am not going to ramble on. Tweet at me what you're thankful for. If you need something to be thankful for, if you feel that you don't have anything to be thankful for, find me on the Twitter. Find Lincoln on the Twitter at Lincoln Mitchell. Go to his website. Read his books. He's got a lot of knowledge to share. It doesn't always have to be about baseball, as you well know and as you have heard if you've listened to the podcast with Lincoln. Go to his website. Do all of that stuff. Follow me on the Twitter. Follow me on the Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends and family. I am thankful for you and for everyone that listens and for everybody that shares this and for everybody that tweets at me and for everybody that follows me and for everybody that likes my photos and has comments. And all those things matter. And I'm grateful for all of those things. And I'm grateful for all of you. And I'm grateful for this podcast. And I'm grateful that I sit here in my apartment and stare at my bookshelf and talk to you all, even if, you don't want to talk back. That's all good. It's all okay. My dog listens. And on some level, that's somewhat important. So that being said, sleep off your turkey dinner. I know there's more football to watch. I know that there's Black Friday sales tomorrow. Don't go too crazy with your money. Make sure if you got nothing else to do, you can send it to a good cause. You can donate to Planned Parenthood. You can donate to go adopt an elephant. You can go adopt a silverback gorilla. You can go give to Tom's is doing a great thing to stop gun violence in, every town and Move On. And there's tons of organizations that are doing really good things. And now I'm getting really preachy again when all I wanted to do is end this and say I am thankful for all of you. And with that, peace and hair grease, and we out until next time.